chapter 19 in the book of Acts. I want to read a few verses here and maybe say a few words. Stand with us if you would, and we'll honor the Bible. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear on them all, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God, as we bow this morning. Lord, we come thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy. Thank you for your promises and the privilege, Lord, that we have to be here this morning. Father, I pray that your will be done in Jesus' name. Lord, that in his name souls be saved. Saints, Lord, be encouraged. Lord, I pray that you would do a work here today that no man can do. Lord, in the hearts and the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Lord, I pray that you would do that perfect work. We ask you, dear God, again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Lord, I realize that I'm a mere man, Lord, trying to tell other men about Jesus. Lord, I pray that your will be done here today. God, I pray that you'd give us the words that we need to say. Lord, that your word would go out and touch the hearts and the lives of everyone in the building today. We ask you now to go with us, and Lord, give us what we need. Strengthen us, Lord, in the inner man. Let us leave here different than we were when we came. Go with us now. We'll thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for just a few minutes on the thought of the real deal. I want to talk to us on the real deal this morning. Now, I'm thankful for what Jesus done. Amen. What he done on Calvary when he gave his life's blood for the forgiveness of our sins. I'm grateful on the third day when they buried him. On the third day, God raised him from the dead. I'm thankful that 40 days later, Jesus went back to the Father and he sat down and was seated on the right hand of God, making intercession for all of them that'll come to him in belief. I'm thankful for his salvation this morning. There's not really another message. There's not really another gospel. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us there's one God, one Lord, one baptism, one faith. I believe there's one church. Amen. There's only one way. Jesus said, "And I'm the way." He said, "I'm the truth. I'm the life." He tells us that no man can come to the Father except by me. And so we know that the truth is here. We know that. But in our world today, and because of the deception of the devil, we find oftentimes that the message gets obscured, and it gets somewhere or another, it seems like, that it gets obscured in people's minds and they find other ways. But the deception of the day, Jesus said that there'd be many that would come in his name. There'd be many that said that they were Jesus. He said that there'd be some that said, "Lo, I am here, and lo, I am there." There are many folks today that deceives many people today. It's the devil's mission to deceive. But Jesus is the real deal. Amen. Amen. And he's not a counterfeit religion, but he's real this morning. Many folks today believe in a counterfeit religion, but there's no counterfeit about him. There's not but one way, amen. And he is the way this morning. He is the truth and life. And now the text, the Bible tells us that Paul and the apostles now have come into Ephesus. Ephesus was a great city, a great commerce city. How the Bible tells us, ravished with much religion on every hand. It was the place of Diana, how the goddess was erected in that place at Ephesus, and how the religion, how the religious world was everywhere, how because of the commerce and the in and out of millions of people coming through that place, and how deception was everywhere, and a religion was everywhere, all over the place, and how the Apostle Paul realized, and the Bible said he stayed here for 2 years as he is preaching Jesus, had him crucified to this town. And the Bible tells us when he went into the city, he found 12 men, the Bible said, who were baptized by John the Baptist. And the Bible said he went to them and he began to speak and said, "Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost?" And they said, "We've not so much as heard of the Holy Ghost." And the Apostle Paul then, the Bible said, began to lay his hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake in tongues, and the Bible tells us, and they prophesied. So the evidence of the Holy Ghost was found in Ephesus. Amen. I remember how when Barack Obama got in office, he spoke in Africa, and I remember hearing him as he spoke. He said, "Islam has now come to America." And I thought to myself, what a shame it was to hear that announcement to a Christian nation. What he ought to have said was, "Christianity is alive and well in America." Amen. But now the Bible tells us here that the evidence has come to Ephesus, and it was noised abroad, amen, that this way has come. And it began to stir. And now Jesus has come to Ephesus. The Holy Ghost has showed up in the 12. And the announcement is made how the difference here has come. How the one who could make a difference in their lives. Now, the Bible said in Ephesus, there had come also some Jews, exorcists. These were men that come up to perform exorcists, to bring the devil out of those that were that had the devil in them. But now I want you to know, everybody would love for the devil to be out of them. Wouldn't we? Wouldn't you? Amen. And we know this morning that he's the culprit of the evil of our day. He's the one that's come in among us. Amen. And stirs and steals and robs and kills. He's the one, he's our arch enemy. Amen. If you'll have it that way. He's the one who'll destroy families. The devil's the one that gets in and possesses lives and wrecks and ruins lives. But Jesus come, amen, and put the devil in his place. And he will put Satan in his place today. And he will ultimately forevermore. The Bible tells us now how this counterfeit religion has come into Ephesus. The Bible said Sceva. Notice the Bible said Sceva was a Jew and a chief of the priests which did so. There's no record of Sceva nowhere in the priesthood. Nowhere in the Jewish religion. Nowhere in the books do you find Sceva as being a priest. He has come in a counterfeit, a robe like a priest, acting like a priest, but he's a counterfeit. I want you to know this morning that the pulpits are filled with counterfeit. Our preachers behind the pulpit, I want to tell you how they're trying their best to preach a prosperity gospel. Trying to tell you you're okay and everything's all right. If you're in sin and you're lost without Christ, it's not okay. You're going to die in your sins and die and go to hell. And I want you to know this morning, that's the truth in the Word of God. I'm not the one who said it. The Bible said it. For all have fell under the condemnation of sin. But Jesus come that we can have forgiveness of our sin and be set free from the bondage of our sin and robed in the righteousness of God, forever to be seated in heaven at a place with God. Hallelujah! What a blessing it is to know the real deal. Amen. Now, how the Bible said, now Sceva has come. And the Bible said that they took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Now, they didn't know the Lord Jesus, but they knew Paul. And they knew that if they could name the name of Jesus, that they'd have more credit. Amen. And they'd have more clout among the people. And so what they were doing, they were going around waving their hands and saying, I adjure you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of the man. But now you find the devil had enough. I'm going to tell you, the devil knows the real deal. Amen. He knows what's real. Then he knows how the Bible tells us. I believe he knows them that belong to God and them that don't belong to God. The Bible said here, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. And he said, Paul, I know. He said, but who are you? Amen. I want you to say, I want you to know this morning, amen, that the real deal has come. You'll not counterfeit your way into heaven. Amen. We'll all be caught up together, and we'll have to face God. God will know the truth. He said there'll be some in that day, amen, that I believe that have done good works. They fed the poor. They gave their money, and they were kind. But they'll wind up in that day hearing, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Amen. There'll be some in that day, Jesus said, that did good works in Jesus' name. They fed the hungry. They gave to the poor. But yet they done it in service of Christ. Amen. And they didn't do it to promote themselves. That's the real deal. Amen. Now I'll tell you what worries me is when you have to walk around with a t-shirt on and say, I'm a Christian. That worries me. Amen. I believe there ought to be more than that. Amen. There ought to be something, amen, in your character. Ought to be something in who you are that nobody has to guess. If you're a Christian, you ought to have the real deal. If you've ever been born again, there ought to be a difference in us. Amen. Now, how do we know that we have the real deal? First of all, you'll note in the text that the real deal will be separated from their past. Yeah. Amen. They'll never be the same. I believe when somebody's saved by the grace of God, there's a great difference in them. I believe that. Amen. The Bible said, but in verse 9, when the diverse had hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school one Tyrannus. I believe there'll be a separation. I believe there'll be a difference between God's people and the world. There's a difference when somebody's saved. I want to tell you, if your salvation, if you being saved, didn't change you, then there's something wrong. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's created a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I believe our thinking's changed. I believe our behavior changes. I believe we'll be more and more like Jesus. The more we serve him, the more we're going to be like him. Amen. The real deal. Separate themselves from the world. The Bible said, come ye out from among them and be ye separated people. Amen. I believe they'll see the difference. They'll know the difference. The Bible said the devil, the demon that was in that man, said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. Reckon how he knew them. Because there's different. Paul was different. Jesus is different. I want to tell you, if you get saved, you'll be different today. Amen. You'll stop your cussing. You'll stop your drinking. Amen. You'll stop your carousing around and running around. Amen. You'll be found over at the house of God. I believe when a person's got the real deal, he'll be the real deal. Amen. There'll be something about him that'll be like Jesus. Amen. I believe we'll do right and we'll act right. I believe we'll separate ourselves. The Bible said in verse number 18, said many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Now the pieces of silver was equal to one day's wage. There were 50,000 days of wages given. Amen. The worth of those books that they burned. Those books were books. They weren't dietary books, but they were in witchcraft. And they were books of spells and these things that... But when they got saved, amen, they brought those books, those magicians and those witches brought those books in front of them and burned them. Hallelujah. You'll separate your past. Well, glory to God. He'll make a difference in your life. I want to tell you, if you're sorry for your sorry way of living, I got good news for you. You can have the real deal. Amen. I believe it made a difference in their lives this morning. But then you'll also note that it causes a consecration for the present. Amen. Amen. Now, sanctification begins at regeneration. I believe a person that's got the real deal, not only will they change, amen, but there'll be evidences of that change. Somebody will say, what's happened to him? What's happened to her? They look different. They act different. They walk different. They talk different. What's happened to them? I'll tell you what happened to them. They've been with Jesus. Amen. The Bible said ignorant and unlearned men, they knew. But they knew that they had been with Jesus. There's something about them, their sanctification. They're being set apart for the master's use. God had taken some clay that had been marred and scarred, that had been cast out. Amen. He'd taken that clay. And he put it back on a wheel in the potter's house. And he fixed that clay and he molded that clay unto a vessel of honor. Amen. The devil will cast you away, but God will bring you and he'll fix you and change you and cause you to be a sanctified, fit for the master's use. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, some man said one time, we're so religious, we're not any earthly good. Hey, amen. I want you to know this morning that I'm getting lesser and lesser good for the earth. Hey, amen. I'm getting lesser and lesser. I was talking to a fellow not long ago, and we was talking about how inventions had really escalated in just a few 50 short years, how they escalated. And he was really wanting to live like it was 50, 75 years ago, before microwave ovens and cell phones and all that came in. But I'm going to be honest with you this morning. You're not going to change progress. You're not going to change progress. My son, it's been years since I've had to hand in a written application to get a job at some company somewhere. Walk into the company and ask them at the front desk, are you hiring? You don't do that no more. You can't do that no more. They don't allow it anymore. You have to go to some temp service, and you'll have to fill your application out on the internet and send it in. I'm going to tell you that for an old head like I am, that just discourages me. That makes me just want to say no. But I want to tell you, if you get a job in this day, you'll have to conform to the world. Amen. I told him, I said, I don't care what you think about it. I said, you's well to quit trying to fight it and conform if you're ever going to get a decent job. That's just the way it is. I wish it wasn't that way. That's the way it is. It's the way of the world. It's the way of the earth. But I read my Bible that God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Woo! Hallelujah! I want to tell you, when we sanctify, amen, our presence, and we live for God, it'll be the same tomorrow. 50 years from now, it'll be the same way. Thank God he changes not, neither does his word. Amen. I believe when somebody gets the real deal, you'll see a sanctified life. You'll see a separated life. The Bible said And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Amen. Now remember, I said this was a religious city. There's religion on every hand. Some of them believed that they could have favor with God with their religion. But then they saw something here, and they heard something here that made a difference. And the Bible said when they saw that and they heard that, that their expectation for the future had gotten bright. Amen. Could you imagine being a Muslim? I say that because that's the fastest growing religion in the world today is Islam. Can you imagine being a Muslim? Can you imagine being a Muslim woman? Treated the way they're treated. Wearing the burqa everywhere they go, the long hot robes in the summertime, and under submission to their husband was okay if they're beaten, okay if they're treated like an animal. Everything's okay. Their wives, their women, and oftentimes they have multiple, and their children. Imagine being a Muslim wife. Imagine being a Muslim man under the dictatorship of the Islam. Imagine that, being told that America is a place of infidels and trying to live in America. And everybody you see, you feel like they're out to kill you and you need to kill them. That you're right and they're wrong. And you need, can you imagine being a Muslim? Can you imagine that Allah, He does not talk to people. He does not talk to no one but the imams. That's what they say. Can you imagine being in that religion where you never hear from your God and you take it by the words of a man that God's telling you to do this and that through that man? Thank God for Christianity that the man of God, if he happens to steer you wrong, the Holy Ghost to let you know that it ain't right. Amen? If he tries his best to lead you down a different path, the Holy Ghost to lead you in all paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen? Imagine what glory it is to be a Christian, to have an expectation of a greater future, not one that serves a dead God, but one that serves a living God. Oh, when he says, I'm coming back after you, nowhere in the Quran does it say that. No, no. All it says is that they're going to overtake this world. Well, I got news for them. They can have it. They can have it. I've got a better place. Amen. My Lord's coming back after me. Can you imagine how discouraging it must be? Think about it. Can you imagine how discouraging it must be to be a Muslim or even any other religion? All other religions based on works of your hands. Can you imagine if you failed to work, then you would have been failed to get in. And I'm going to tell you, my salvation is not based on my good or bad. It's all based on what Jesus done for me. Hallelujah! It's as good as if I'm already whole. That's how sure I am of the real deal. If you have the real deal this morning, you'll have a greater expectation of your future. Heaven will be your home. Thank God. Amen. These folks sold out to Christ. Many of them, he said, also which used curious arts, brought their books together, burned them before all men. Now listen to this. He said, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Didn't bother them. So what if it was 5,000 days of hard labor? Didn't matter to them because they knew that they gave their life to Christ, and their expectation for their future was far better than what their past and what their present condition was in. The Bible said now they found the real deal. This morning, he's here.